Blog Talk Radio.
I will break your ass in half, you little shithead.
Yep.
The genesis of Magilla Cuddy.
Who hacked the brain computer?
Ultimate Warrior.
Look at the adjective.
Wait. He runs the Spanish. Finally, The Rock has come back home.
I'm back.
The boys are back in the saddle, so the Atomic Drop Show rides again on Blog Talk Radio.
Did you miss me? Oh, how I have missed you.
You can talk a little wrestling with us by calling 619-924-9761.
You're going to give me what I want. I've been asking for it for years.
And now, once again, here are your hosts, Justin Todd and Kyle Cruz.
Paul, speak up to me.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Justin Time of the Atomic Drop Show, and I'm here again with the ever famous, ever so handsome Kyle Cruz. Kyle, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right there, Justin. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, let me tell you something, Kyle. I have been dying to get you on the phone.
Oh, no. Why is that?
I feel like you have something to say. Well, you know what, Kyle? I do. I'm letting everybody know right now that we're putting in our two-week notice.
That's right. We're putting in our two-week notice. We are here leaving Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. And oh, yeah, hang on a second there, Kyle. We actually have our first caller here on the air. Let's see what we got right here. Hello, caller. You are live. Hello, Johnny? Hello, Johnny. You are live on the air. Johnny, if you're around hearing my voice, feel free to call right back on in because I can't hear a damn thing you're saying. So I'm going to hang up on you. Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Simo, I just hung up on. He was having some technical difficulties, but you know what? As I stated within the top of the hour, we are putting in our two-week notice here on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, hang on here. I'm going to try this one more time. Caller.
How about now? You can hear me?
There we go. Hey,
what's
Johnny, how you doing, buddy?
Good, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm just having a hell of a freaking time here.
Well, I had my headphones on, and evidently, I don't know, I've been having trouble with my headphones just listening to podcasts at work. So I'm like, I just jerked the plug out of my phone and just got you on my phone up to my head now. So hopefully you can hear me okay now.
I've been dying. It's hard running this ship solo, you know?
Right. I hear you.
It's like two ships passing in the night here. I'm just sitting here just trying to make ends happen. My poor co-host, Kyle Cruz. Kyle is out on assignment. He is shooting a music video right now. It's just complete pandemonium. But I'm just happy that you were able to come back onto the show for a couple moments here. And
oh,
that alone,
bro,
speaks. It means a lot to me. And I know I haven't told you this, but I got some breaking news around here that I actually do want to share with you.
All right.
Let's cut the music here and we'll hit the breaking music. All right, so I got some special news coming up in the next couple of weeks here. Besides us leaving Blog Talk Radio, which is the greatest thing that we have ever done, besides going live on Blog Talk Radio, I think I'm just going to let the sound clip play for itself here. Give it a quick listen here.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Justin Time of the Atomic Drop Show, and I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I will be producing with a host of very talented, inspiring individuals around the Flower City. It's called Potting Around Rochester. I will be going all over Rochester, New York, and maybe even further out, to highlight some of the unsung heroes of the working class, and I might even get a few famous guests on, too. Give it a listen wherever you download your podcast from.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I am going out on my own to do a podcast, Potting Around Rochester.
Potting Around Rochester. All right.
That's right.
I'm writing that down. That's cool, dude. Congratulations. That's awesome.
You know, it's been a long time coming. I've been trying to think of a podcast that I could do by myself. And I figured, what better way to get it started than right here in the Flower City known as Rochester, New York. I know that you will be coming up hopefully this July when the PodCon hits.
Yes, sir. That has been the plan since last year.
Hey. So, I feel bad that we missed you. We missed you here at the HQ.
Fingers crossed I make it happen. I always have these plans, but the way my life is, I could be walking out the door to go do something, and boom, my plans can change in an instant. that's no shit. That's no joke. It's happened 100 times. I had plans to go to Ohio and hunt this year, and it just didn't work out. So, that's just how my life is. Crazy, crazy, crazy time. So, but that is the plan this year for sure.
Excellent. Now, before we started talking here, you said that you were going out and getting yourself a adult beverage. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
What type of adult beverage are we drinking?
Well, the thing is, people are going to laugh at me because I call it an adult beverage. You call it an adult beverage. I call it a Keystone Light.
That is it.
I catch so much shit for drinking Keystone Light, but that's my budget beer.
You know what? We have you ever had a Jenny Light? Genesee Brewery Light.
A who?
A Jenny Light,
what was
believe it or not. A Jenny. G-E-N-N-Y. Jenny Beer.
No.
Jenny Beer.
Never heard of it.
Produced right here. It's right here in Rochester, and it's the oldest brewery right here in New York State.
Oh, that's cool.
So
that
I try to
cool.
keep
yeah, I've never heard know. Of that.
You know what? You know what? Since I got you for a couple moments here, I think we need to hit this up real quick, too. We're trying to do our shot of the day. We're trying to condense a whole show into just a couple moments. And you know what? I want to sit here and I want to salute you, Johnny, for coming back onto the show, filling in this co-host, this void I was having. I know that I could always count on you, Johnny, to fill in for Kyle Cruz.
Oh yeah, man. I'm here for everybody. I've got no beef with nobody. If I can help, I always help anybody.
Hey man, that is why we run a drama-free podcast over here. But because of that, it is time. Hey. We don't talk about the past here. But because of that, I'm going to do our shot of the day to Johnny Simonetti, who, again, filling in this boy here on the Atomic Drop Show. So I pour this booze and I drink this booze because I think it's yummy. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in my tummy. Down the hola, bitchola.
That's pretty damn good.
That was for you, Johnny. I mean,
thank you, brother.
I
appreciate
happy.
It.
Hey, no problem. Hey, we got another caller back up here on the line. Hello, caller. Caller, you're live on the air. Two callers at once. Come
on. You fucking kidding me?
Excuse me?
You know, Blog Talk Radio, you know, the thing about Blog Talk Radio is the shit's live. You serious?
Is this who I think it is?
Yeah, dude. You fucking serious right now?
Bruh. You wait until Kyle's gone? To man up?
Dude, fuck that. Don't even start. Seriously?
Come on. No. Listen, man. I needed help.
Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you now.
I'm
not in the middle of this shit. Whatever's going on with y'all, I'm not in the middle of this shit. So I gotta take Pop to his house. I am not in the middle of this shit. I'm just trying to help out. I am out of this.
You're playing the victim here. I mean, I reach out real quick, real fast. And I need a quick fill-in. I knew that you weren't gonna pick up your damn phone because you never do.
Maybe you try to get a hold of me every now and then instead of trying to get a hold of my co-host.
Jesus. You know what? At least he always picks up and answers.
Has it been a good episode thus far?
Let's see. It's only been
probably
12 minutes.
Probably in. Because you got the best damn co-host on the show right now.
Well, duh. Even I'm glad that you can even recognize that.
Oh, I say it every damn episode.
Seriously,
you know what? For props to Block, are you guys actually leaving Block Talk, or did they throw your asses off?
Maybe
for some sort of gimmick infringement.
Hey, hell, we didn't even get kicked off like PETA did. Like we got kicked off like you did. I mean, come on, we leave.
Yeah, but unfortunately, like for some, I won. That's all I'm saying.
You won. I feel like
And you know why I got kicked off is because people don't like facts, dude. That's why I got kicked off.
You like that. You like that sort of thing. You like facts. Here's a cold, hard fact. How come this is like the first time you've been on the air since the summertime and you've been dodging, dipping, diving, avoiding me, avoiding Kyle, avoiding the show? I mean, hell, I tried calling you last night. Your sponsors were on the air.
Now say that again. Whose sponsors were on the air? What did you
Your
repeat
sponsors,
what you just said?
My sponsors. Our sponsors. We have a joint business.
That's awesome. How'd you meet them? You're welcome.
You're welcome. I'm more than happy to have them back on my show anytime because I like to reach out to them and try to engage in critical conversation.
I do it constantly. No big deal.
Amen. I'm just calling a spade. I reached out, say hi, right back.
Amen. You know what, Johnny? He's coming to PodCon with me. This will be fun. This will be good.
Yeah, as long as I'm downwind.
First of all, you got to shut your lips for a sec. So you know, having a loyal co-host, and you know, want to make sure that things are run smoothly and such. You told him that you asked me if he could be on? You just said you always try to get a hold of me. You always say that I never answer. And then I call in because I hear you on live Blog Talk Radio with my co-host.
Well,
and you're like, oh, my God, is this him? Is this him? Why would you say, is this him? And, oh, my goodness, and all this other stuff. If you asked me if he could be on, I would never, ever go to you or Kyle or vice versa without asking the other one. It's the bro code of podcasting. It's what we do, and you know that.
It is a sacred code. I stand by that sacred code. But come on, I was up against
the
wall.
Did you ask me, or did you lie to him?
Listen, man.
No, hold on. Go ahead and play your crickets that you always play. Go ahead and play your crickets, because that's what I just got.
Listen, you're running up my
Exactly. Show. Game, set,
Who's
match.
King? Listen, son.
Game, set, match. That's all I'm saying. And just in time, you got something right now that you want to say to Johnny?
Johnny, I want to let you in on something here.
Yeah, you freaking go ahead.
For about, I don't know, 6-7 months ever since you came on here, this has all been a work. There's never been any beef. There's never been any beef. There's never been any disloyalty.
I've already kind of figured that out. I'm like, fuck it, I'll play along.
But hold on a second, though, Mr. Johnny Simonetti. I believe you were just like, listen, guys, I'm out. I'm done. I'm not being a part of this. You were serious. Don't even give me that.
And no, you're right. I did say that. And I was ready to hang up earlier. I'm like, I don't know what the hell, if they're really beefing or not. I even talked about it with Shiner. He's like, dude, are they really beefing? I said, no, I don't think so, but I don't know.
Dude,
I mean, these are wrestling
dudes. Kenny and Shiner were in on it, too.
I know. I'm like, this is a wrestling podcast. I mean, these dudes have been boys for 10 years. I said, I still think they're just playing, but I'm going to go along with it, but I'm not going to be in the middle of it.
I'm so glad that Joel and Stacy were even on it too.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, they were freaking calling me out yesterday too.
Oh, that was great. I applauded everything they did because I told them, I said, just so you know, you've probably seen some stuff on social media. It's just a work. Please don't kick us both off to the curb. I said, we love each other in all honesty.
And I told Todd tonight, you're going to ask Todd. I told him tonight on the phone when I got back. I said, dude, I don't know if this is real or not. I said, but if it is, you need to crush this shit. Did I not say that to you, Todd?
I haven't spoken to you since last Thursday.
You're a lying son of a gun.
We've been trying to end this thing for months now, and we just couldn't get to the right moment in time to end it. I feel like
dude, I've been talking to Justin Time like every day.
Oh God! Every
where is Kyle?
Day.
This sucks.
He's out on assignment. He's actually doing his day job right now. Producing a music video out in Orlando.
Well, fellas, and all joking aside, it is 9:17. I seriously need to go get Todd. You still want to record tonight?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
See,
I seriously, all joking aside, I need to get Bob to his house. You know my schedule. You know I
real
take care
though,
of Dad. I got. Huh? Yeah.
Real quick, that's the initiation. You are officially a part of this. Is now a 4-man crew.
That's
great.
Awesome.
Thank you, Johnny boy.
You had to go through a couple steps, and you made it through. So, welcome aboard, Sunshine.
Well, thank you very much, brothers. And I said brothers. That's plural.
Hey. That's right.
Hey.
Now, go take Papa home.
All right, brother. I'll holler at y'all in a little bit. Peace.
All right.
And there he goes, Johnny Simonetti. Good old Johnny.
Still some time. How you been, man? Long time.
Hey, long time no talk here, brother. It's good to hear you again.
What's happening? Anyhow, Mr. Perfect would destroy the Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, listen, man, I'm not even in there. I set a timer for like around 60 minutes. You choose now to poke that shit out at me? Nah. But,
So, dude, congratulations on getting off of Blog Talk.
Oh, thank you much. Very happy. We actually were going to, earlier this week on Tuesday, we were going to do a little mini surprise podcast to announce that we were leaving, but every time I went to it wasn't to announce that we were leaving. We're going to announce that I was going to be doing this new podcast. And when I went to try to connect, nothing would connect via Blog Talk at all. And we decided to change up the game plan. Going to pull back the curtain here for a slight second. Originally, we were going to record two episodes. One was going to be the fine people of it, Reload, Joel and Stacy, and we were going to record another one. And next week's podcast was going to be the Joel and Stacy episode. However, when we couldn't connect, we decided that we're going to switch up the order, have Joel Stacy live this week, and next week we are going to do our farewell tour to Blog Talk Radio. We'll be going over to Spreaker.com, and I will be running that bad boy over there, and believe it or not, it is exceptionally cheaper in how I'm going to be running it. Blog Talk right here is going to be cost me like $35 a pop a month. And what I'm going to be doing with Spreaker is I'm going to be running the board. We're going to be purchasing a new Skype phone number, which I should hopefully be able to do tomorrow. And with the cost of all that, you think it would be how much? $24 a month. I mean,
how much is speaker?
Speaker is like $18.
We got to talk.
Absolutely. I mean, you would think that the cost of a Skype phone number would be more, but it truly isn't. It's actually $18 a month. I'm looking at it right now. $18 monthly, billed yearly, or $20 a month, billed monthly. So I'm still making out like a freaking champion.
Yeah, well, if you ever think about a different platform, you know where I'm at, and
absolutely,
it's like $9.99 a month.
Oh, absolutely. The thing is, over here with what we got over here is this: what Spreaker offers is more in line with the show.
Oh, okay.
And yep, because we have our sound bites. You allowed 9 sound bites. We get and everything else with Podbean that you got that you use. I can't use any of that fun stuff.
Okay.
So
well,
we're trying
good,
to
man, that you found a platform that's tailor made for you and Kyle. That's good.
Hey, it's been a long time coming. We've been talking about this ever since we resurrected the show last year, and
it's kind of like the end of an era, man.
It is. It is a very long era. It's almost like 10 years that we've been on here, and I feel bad that we're leaving. However, it just has to be because we need to sit there and expand our wings. And like I said before, I'm going to be hosting that new podcast coming out in hopefully a couple of weeks. I will be getting my audio mixer, hopefully tomorrow via Amazon. And then I will be going to the podcast precinct over in Tonawanda with Matt Johnson of the BICBP Radio Network. And he's going to sit over there and he's going to help me hook it up and get it all set the spec. So I'm excited about that.
Well, it's pretty cool that you got yourself a right hand man like that, because that it's actually pretty close to him. It's awesome. Before I was able to call in here and play this little prank on Johnny, I was actually FaceTiming with Big Titty from the Titty and Shiner show, and he was like running through some stuff with my new soundboard and everything, and he got me hooked up to hear recording just a few minutes on my show. So,
hey, there you go. Yeah, this. If you haven't heard, I like to think of ourselves as like the redheaded stepchild of the BICBP Radio Network. We're affiliated, but not really affiliated. I like to think of like we're the Rochester division. Just like completely redhead stepchild so far away. But Mr. Matt Johnson has that on lockdown. And they are going to be hosting an open house, which I am ecstatic for. I'm hoping that it's going to be everything I hope for and more. I heard that they got this. I don't know if you've been seeing it over on their Facebook page, but they got this sweet-ass sponsor called Fat Man Pizza that he keeps posting all this damn food on. Oh, dude, tell me that pizza don't look good.
It looks pretty bomb.
I look at it and I start salivating like a fat man. And that's the God's truth right there.
No, it looks. I so want to go to one of those. And like, I don't know, like, me and who I am, like, a heart of, like I like to teach things and everything else like that, just like help people with stuff. I would love to go there and just like talk about like my podcast experiences and stuff and, just whatever. I would love to go to something like that. I'm going to have to come up soon.
Well, I would love it if you would come back up here. I mean, this is the first time I'm actually venturing out over there on my own free will without obviously you or Kyle. So I'm kind of excited about doing that. And just kind of seeing, trying to market this show and trying to market the new show that's coming out too, which I am still ecstatic about, just going around all over Rochester and talking to some cool-ass people. I got maybe about 4 or 5 people already lined up too for this new podcast, which I am ecstatic for. I'm just waiting to get this mixer and waiting on some theme music, and then it's just going to hit the ground running. And pretty much trying to find a host too. So I'm trying to figure out where I could store all the storage. The only thing I can humanly think of is when I start doing this new podcast, I'm going to have to break it up into two-parters, only so I can always get the free version of the podcast sent out so I don't cost a pretty dime because, hey, I'm spending all my money on this show. I really don't want to spend too much extra money on two shows here, so I'm trying to be a little cheapskate out via this way.
No, it's understandable.
And
but
I'm ecstatic to go out there, and if you have any questions for Mr. Johnson, Big Dick Johnson, I call him Paul Heyman because, God, you remember seeing him at the PodCon? He was walking around just like Paul Heyman.
He looked just like Paul Heyman. He looked just like Paul Heyman.
Oh, he needed a trench and a ponytail, man. If he had
maybe Yankees hat, and he's good to go.
There you go, man. I mean, we could have set up like some bingo stuff in there too, and nobody would have ever known.
Well, so, just in time, I have to get off of here because I have to go and record T1 the TC.
All right, I will be definitely tuning in, and I also submitted my fan questions too.
I haven't heard them yet, but I know you always do.
I know
do
you
it.
Haven't.
They always crack me up, but for the longest time, you know, I couldn't crack up on air because of our little skit with Johnny. But they're always funny, and I do appreciate them.
Oh, also, Johnny does not know anything about the pink taco.
What?
Yes, if you know what I mean, and I think you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting Taco Bell tonight. And he said, yeah, I don't like hard shell tacos. And I said, well, I prefer the pink taco myself. And he said, what the heck is a pink taco? I've never had one of those.
Is he going to order it?
I don't know. I hope he does. But I told him to speak to you to get some clarification.
Oh,
so
gee,
please feel free. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So
my parents
listen
to my show. I just want you to know this.
Well, they're not listening to this one, so that's for sure. And yet, here I am just sitting there just, like, spiking out questions to you about fucking Vagisil and everything else on God's green earth at you.
I know. But,
and yet,
hey, big guy,
I have no remorse.
I do gotta keep rolling, man.
All right, brother. I will catch you
what?
Later around the horn.
All right, big guy.
All right.
And good luck to you guys in your next adventure, okay?
Hey, thank you, brother.
Absolutely. Hasta luego.
See you. And there goes Todd Orndorff of the Toddcast. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that beef has finally been extinguished. It's been a work. Probably pretty easy if you look at it right now. But it was a long time coming. We needed to move on and clearing out old ghosts and old feuds so we can move on to the new is what we do here on the Atomic Drop Show. But with that said, this is just in time for the Atomic Drop Show and soon to be Potting Around Rochester. And I hope to catch you all next week for our final episode here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you guys in 7.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Justin Time of the Atomic Drop Show, and I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I will be producing with a host of very talented, inspiring individuals around the Flower City. It's called Potting Around Rochester. I will be going all over Rochester, New York, maybe even further out, to highlight some of the unsung heroes of the working class, and I might even get a few famous guests on, too. Give it a listen wherever you download your podcast from.